Andrew, when did you guys start diving into Texas Tech, and what have been your impressions of this Red Raiders front?
Yeah, I mean, we started diving into them last Monday of the bye week. I just treated it, like a normal week. And so we've been watching them, and they're a great team. Great up front. They got some really, really good edge rushers, especially some really great interior D linemen, some really great linebackers as well. So, kind of as Coach was just saying, as he was finishing up, I heard the end of what he was saying, and just excited for the opportunity to play against the best. That's what you want to do is play against the best, and that's what we get, right? That's the chance that we get right here. And so, what a fun opportunity for us. Got a lot of respect for those guys on that other side of the ball. So it's going to be a fun challenge for us, but definitely excited for the challenge ahead.
As a guy that has navigated possible playoff implication games, what's your mindset for a moment like this where it's two top 10 teams with high stakes involved?
Yeah, I think it's the same mindset every week. And I've said this, before, but you have to view every game like it's a top 10 game, every game like it's a playoff implication game, right? And I think that's been our key to success this year, right? Is that every opportunity, if we're down in the fourth quarter, whatever it is, we're fighting like it's the most important game of the season because at that moment is the most important game of the season. And so now you get a chance, right? We're both ranked. And so obviously there's a lot at stake. I think, everybody realizes that there's a lot at stake. But at the end of the day, it's just another chance for us to go out there to get better, to improve, and to really just get excited for what's ahead. But I'm just so excited for this week. Just really looking forward to this game and, trying not to look forward to really what it means, but just going out and trying to be 1-0 this week against Texas Tech.
Next question from Jay Drew.
Andrew, wanted to ask you about Bear Bachmeier, kind of like his demeanor in the huddle, the way he kind of commands the huddle. Is he comparable to any quarterbacks that you've played with before? What's his style there like?
Yeah, honestly, he does remind me a little bit of JJ McCarthy. And it's fun to see JJ out back yesterday and playing well. But he's got a lot of the similar traits. JJ was just an ultimate competitor, went out there and was always calm and collected. There's a story going around of his first start this season where they were down and he was struggling throughout the first three quarters and just said, "Hey, is there any place you'd rather be?" And that was just JJ's character. And Bear's the same way, right? It doesn't matter if we're down 10 at Arizona with 6 minutes left or, down big at Iowa State, whatever it is. Bear's just always consistently really confident. He commands the huddle well. I've never seen him flinch. And that's a huge amount of I have a huge amount of respect for him, especially as a true freshman, to be able to do what he's doing. But yeah, I mean, honestly, playing with a guy like JJ McCarthy, now seeing Bear do that, I do see a lot of those similarities between those two guys and how they manage the huddle, how they command respect in the huddle, and then just the way they go out and compete as well.
Next question from Jay Catch.
Yeah, Andrew, you're going up against a guy like David Bailey's leading the nation in sacks. You ever think about matchups like this in terms of your potential future as a pro going head to head with a guy like that?
I mean, at the end of the day, right, the main focus is just winning this week. I mean, it's a great opportunity. He's a phenomenal player. Watched a lot of film on him, and there's a reason that he's number one in the nation in sacks, and there's a reason he's going to be a high draft pick. And I'm just excited for the challenge and the opportunity. At the end of the day, I'm more focused on helping my team get to 1-0 than what my future holds. And so whatever I need to do as a player in order to help my team get to 1-0, I'm going to make sure I do that this week and help my team to the best of my ability.
Durbin, no, you're no stranger to playing in top matchups of this caliber. What's the biggest thing you need to focus on in terms of managing all the hoopla around it?
Yeah, I think going back to what I said earlier, the main focus always has to be just being 1-0 this week. Not focusing on what comes after November is really just right now, hey, this game we have Texas Tech. They're a phenomenal team. We're a really good team. So what are we going to do this week to go 1-0? It's going to be a fun environment. And so I think you have to take that approach every single week, right? We get through this week, and then we got another three really good games coming up after that. So the focus every week is, again, just go 1-0, do your best, practice hard, play hard, and let the chips fall where they may.
Next question from Mitch Harper.
Andrew, what were areas of focus for the offensive line during the bye week?
Yeah, I think a big focus was making sure that we're rested and recovered, ready for this week. It's a long season, and playing six games in a row like we did from our last bye week, guys are a little banged up naturally. No major injuries, which is a huge blessing for our offensive line. Making sure guys were healthy and recovered, but then also making sure that we were mentally prepped coming into this week. It's a great advantage to have a bye week because you get to really study out the nitty-gritty details of your opponent, and you get those full 2 weeks to know your opponent better. So we were really watching their defense, watching their players, players. Again, like I've mentioned before, they got great playmakers. So just trying to get the advantages that we can to go out and play our best as an offensive line, because we're going to need our best game this year. And we're excited to go out and show the world what we can do.
Any other questions for Andrew? Okay, looks like you're good to go, Andrew.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.